godly, thinking and acting like God. Do you know what godly means? Too often we focus on His holiness, which, as magnificent as it is not the most important quality He has. What is the most important quality? Unconditional, immeasurable, incessant love. It is His love that caused Him to lay down His glory and take up upon Him human flesh. It is His love that caused Him to suffer in His body for our healing. It is His love that caused Him to shed His perfect blood for our redemption. It is His love that is the foundation for His grace and mercy to all mankind. Why is the new birth a spiritual birth? Because God is Spirit. Why does He baptize us with His Spirit? So that we can manifest His character through the fruit of the Spirit and His power through the gifts of the Spirit. Do you know that you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus? That you are holy in the new birth? That you have the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead inside of you? So we are already godly in the new birth. Our new spirit self, it is a gift. So how do we walk in our godly spirit? We see ourselves as new spirit beings and we operate in His Spirit, which manifests His love and power. This is what our Lord did. He knew who He was and He acted like it. Do you know who you are? Are you acting like it? If so, find an unbeliever. Tell them that Creator God was born in human flesh and we called His name Jesus. Tell him that God suffered, died, and rose from the dead to give him or her eternal abundant life through faith in His physical presence in Christ Jesus. Tell them that they must repent of their wrong thinking and be born again of God's Spirit by believing and confessing that Jesus is Savior and Lord God. Tell them that rejection of God in Jesus dooms them to the lake of fire. They will either believe and be saved, or they will decide to stay lost. My friend, that is living godly. These things have I spoken unto you, that you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. John 16:33. Some people believe that God is wrathful. To be wrathful is to be full of wrath. God is not full of wrath. He is love. Now God's law has penalties for breaking them. The consequences of breaking His law are consistently applied without respect of persons. This is considered wrath by man. However, there's no emotion involved in God's wrath. His law is to maintain order, nothing more. Breaking it has consequences. Holiness is the absence of all that is ugly, hateful, hurtful, or imperfect. God's love is what makes Him holy. Without reaching forward to grasp the love of God, and Christ is His proof of that love, we cannot have functional faith in Him. Without the overarching awareness of God's love, He might seem to be intimidating, vindictive, dissatisfied, angry, etc. Any of these characteristics would invalidate that God is good, Luke 18:19, and that God is love, 1 John 4:8. Blasphemy is denigrating God, making Him less perfect than He really is. Not discerning the totality of the finished work of Christ is a form of blasphemy. Everything that we are, have, and hope to be is a gift from God because of his love by virtue of the finished work of Christ. We are born of his Spirit and are perfect in the new birth. How can this be? Because God said so. 1 Corinthians 2:6, Hebrews 10:14. And we are now sons of God and co-heirs with Christ of all things. How can this be? Because God said so. 1 John 3:2, Luke 12:32, Romans 8:17. The sacrifice of Christ Jesus, God in the flesh, has eliminated the penalty of eternal damnation for sin. Hebrews 8:12, Romans 6:23. The sin that sends people into the lake of fire is the sin of refusing the love of God through Christ Jesus. Acts 4:12, Revelation 20:15. But God does not want anyone to perish. John 3:16. That is love. But sin still has the consequences of death in our physical life. We suffer the consequences of sin independently of what we would refer to as wrath. It is an impersonal matter of fact, in the same way that severe injury or death results from breaking God's law of gravity by falling from a great height. God is not angry at people who break the law of gravity. He's not angry at sinners. They simply encounter the consequences of breaking his spiritual law. All of this is said to clear the air about God's nature. God's nature is love. His goodness is a result of his love. Holiness is a byproduct of his love. Justice is required of his holiness. The fruit of the Spirit is the nature of God, and it is supposed to manifest in us. There is no wrath in his Spirit fruit. As mentioned above, it is impossible to please God with functional faith. Faith that produces works without being blown away with his true nature, which is love. Jesus called himself the way, the truth, and the life. By calling himself the truth, he was clearing out all misconceptions of who God is. The Old Testament did not accurately reflect God's nature. Otherwise, there would have been no need for God himself to come in the flesh and reveal the truth about himself. What is the main revelation about God that the New Testament proclaims? That God is love and has forgiven all sin for all people for all time so that they could be at peace with him. We call it grace, unmerited favor, imputation of righteousness, eternal and abundant life, being one with him, filled with his Spirit, and declared to be his Son. The carnal mind is enmity with God, Romans 8:7. The carnal mind is one that operates from the physical senses, intellect, and emotions. The spiritually minded person is one who reads the word and believes it to the exclusion of physical perturbation. To be carnally minded is death. You cannot discern the Spirit or operate in the Spirit. To be spiritually minded is life and peace, oneness with God. Thy word is truth. Anything that conflicts with the word is a lie. My words are spirit and they are life. Trusting the simplicity of God's word makes us spiritual and produces life. In summary, not grasping the love of God limits our faith, and our faith proceeds from the word of God. The word that we should focus on are the ones that testify of Christ Jesus, which reveal the love of God and resultant grace of God for us. We must let go of our carnal thinking and experiences and believe the Word of God exclusively.